Blog Talk Radio.
About the greatest gift in this world given to us. To say a word, give a touch or a smile, to lend a ear for just a little while. We'll let somebody know how much you really care.
Now you can feel the power of love when you give. There's a whole lot of people in the world that need your help. Now,
now on stage, BB and CC Winans.
Yeah!
praises what I do. Hallelujah. Is that your testimony for today? On this Friday that the nation honors as Good Friday. Hallelujah. We know every day that God gives us an opportunity to be in the land of the living. That's a good day for us. But today is Good Friday. And you were listening to William Murphy. Praise is what I do. Are we going to praise God on this Good Friday? Amen. Are we going to be thankful for what he's doing in our life? Amen. True, it's a blessing and it's a pleasure to be in the land of the living and to celebrate another Friday, another Good Friday. Amen, amen. We are just so thankful that you all have tuned in with us today. You're listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I am your host, Evangelist Adrian Benoit, and I thank God for each and every one of you, and we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Today is a Good Friday, but today is also our Provoked Friday, and we know we get provoked on Fridays as we listen and we begin to just celebrate in our heart with our life coach and our pastor, Pastor Edward Hamilton of Provoked to Purpose Ministries in Houston, Texas. And he's running a little bit behind today, so we're going to get right on into the segment. And when he gets in, we're going to open up the lines. How many feel like just praising the Lord today? Amen, amen. I see Apostle Johnson on the line with us, so I'm going to ask him to open up with the word of prayer for us on this evening, if he'd be so kind to do that, if he's available. Amen. God bless you, Apostle Johnson.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Let us go to God in prayer. Most gracious and kind Father, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour, God. We thank you, God, for what you're doing, God. We ask you, God, to continue to have your way. Father, we rejoice in knowing, God, that we're in the season of celebration. Father, we're walking in victory today, oh God. Father, as we get ready and prepare ourselves for a tremendous word on today, give us the heart to hear and ear to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church on today. Father, we bless you and we glorify you, God, for all your marvelous works, God, and everything that you're continuing to do. Father, for you are amazing and mighty and awesome and excellent and great. How great and mighty is thy name, O God. Father, we just love you and celebrate you today. Father, on this resurrection week, God, we just celebrate you on this holy week because you got up with all power. Father, we thank you, God, that this week has been a week of abundance and a week of blessings. O God, we ask that you continue to pour out your Spirit upon us. Father, touch the speaker now, giving strength in his body, oh God. Father, allow this, God, to be a major move on today, God, for the kingdom of heaven. Father, we just love you because you're amazing and mighty and awesome and great. God, we just ask, God, that you will continue to bless this great leader of this broadcast, Touch Evangelist Bernard, oh God, those that are around, bless the family, God, those that are attached to her, God, like only you can. And Father, we praise you and we celebrate you for being that tremendous and awesome God that you are. And it is in Jesus' precious name we do pray that our minds and our hearts are set for this word on tonight, on today, God. Make preaching easy, God. Open it up, God, and allow your anointing to flow. Allow us to celebrate today in Jesus' name, and we glorify you the more. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Johnson. I need some of your energy today. Need your energy today. I tell you, the Bible says, call the young because they're strong, Evangelist Phillips. Amen. He said, call the old because they know the way. Hey, hallelujah. So I need some of his strength today, and I'll give him a little bit of my wisdom today. God bless you all. We're so thankful to be on this line again with you all. I see Sister Kim. I see Evangelist Phillips, another caller out of the 985 area code. Don't know who that is as of yet. See First Lady Stafford. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask Evangelist Stafford if she is in the arena where she can minister a song for us today, and we're waiting on Pastor Hamilton, and he'll be here shortly. But until that time, we're going to give God some praise. God bless you, Evangel Stafford. How are you today?
God bless you, woman of God. I'm grateful and honored to be in the midst of God's holy people. Praise the Lord. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Are you at home or are you in a place where you can minister a song for us today?
Yes. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Evangelist Stafford, she has this angelic voice, and I tell you, she has ministered. She has called me on the phone and have ministered to me in song, and I tell you, she can sing your troubles away. Hallelujah. Any blues you might think you have, when she finished ministering to you in song, you feel that lift. Hallelujah. You feel that strength. You feel that energy coming back into your body again and back into your spirit again. So we just love to hear her minister in song. And that's a gift that God has given her, a gift to write songs, a gift to hear music, a gift to be able to sing. And, you know, it just amazes me at the gifts that God has given to his body. Amen. So God bless you, Lady Stafford.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to minister songs of Zion. Because truly that's what my name Carol means. I didn't like my name. I wanted my name to be sister's name. Her name was Maru. And I thought that was just so woo. And my mama called me Carol. But then one day someone brought it to my attention. She said, your name means songs of joy. And truly that's what God has given me. Because I love to sing the praises of God. Not to show off a fashion, but to just be before his presence. Amen. This song I'm going to sing is called El Shaddai. God bless you to write. Your God is more than enough. Amen. Thank you.
First and foremost, I give honor to the Most High God, hallelujah, who's not just the head of my life. He is my life. He's my entire life. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, when you're at a buffet, they have all different kind of foods there, some that you've never tasted before, and you want to taste and see how good it is. Praise the Lord. And when you taste it, you find out how good it is, you want some more. Well, that's the way the Lord is. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Put the matter to the test of experiencing him. Hallelujah. We must test him and fear him, for there is no want to them that fear him. Hallelujah. Ooh. We thank and praise God that he is so good. Hallelujah. You don't even have to taste him. Just see him. Huh?
Hey,
thank you, Jesus. Hey, just look upon his face. Hallelujah. There's a song Lady Stafford used to sing all the time, "When I Look Upon His Face." Something, she know what I'm talking about. Every time I think of a song that she sings, I forget how the song goes. But when I get off the phone, I begin to sing it. Praise the Lord. But I thank and praise God that he's good. He's good. He's good. Hallelujah. He's better than good. He's gooder. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
I know that's not a word. That's a word that I made up. He's gooder. And he's the bestest thing that ever happened to me. God bless each and every one of you. Praise the Lord. And I want to say this. I'm very transparent. I'm never ashamed of where I've come from. Praise the Lord, because I've come a mighty long ways. Hallelujah. And he's so good that he saw fit to save a wretch like me. I was so down in my dirt, killing myself. Hallelujah. I was like a pig. You know how the pig be in the mud and they have so much fun in the mud? Well, I was having fun at what I was doing. But guess what? I had no joy. Hallelujah. I had fun, but no joy. But once I had a taste of the Lord, and I want to back up. Once I saw how God was doing for other people, I found out how good he really was. And then when I decided to taste him for myself, you got to try Jesus for yourself. You can't take it for what somebody else says. The old mothers used to say, God has been good to me all day long. Praise the Lord. And I never understood what they meant. But now that I am old, I'm not a child anymore. Now that I am old, I understand what those mothers were saying. Pray my strength in the Lord. And God bless each and every one of you on this beautiful day. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Evangelist Phyllis. We see one of my daughters on the line, Evangelist Doris. God bless you. Are you able to say a word?
God bless you, too. Oh, yes. Oh, Station C, that the Lord is good. Today has been, it's just been a very special day. My heart is so heavy about the Lord, and I'm just really, really open. I've just been on fire today, and I can't understand it, but I know he's on my mind constantly. I just love him, even when things don't look like the way we want it to look like, but he's in control. So we have to praise him. I praise him even when things don't look like the world, where the world thinks it should look like. It's okay. He's still in control. He's still wonderful. He's still omniscient. And he knows what he's doing. There is no load he can put on your head that you cannot carry. So he's God. And I just love to trust him and dedicate everything that I am to him. And I just give him the glory every day, no matter what. Let him take all his glory, because he has a plan. He has a plan. He has a plan. Yeah.
Yes.
The Alpha, he's the Omega, he's the beginning, he's the end, he's the Elohim, he's the El Shaddai. he's awesome. And I just thank God, you know, sending his son to die for us on the cross. It's amazing. There's no cause to complain. We got everything. Somebody gave his life for us. What are we complaining about? There's nothing to complain about. So I thank God for you. I thank God for this ministry. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Daniel. Lord, we appreciate you. God bless you. We got Sister Kim. God bless you, Sister Kim. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man. Oh, we bless him today. Amen. Sister Kim, God bless you.
God bless you, Sue. Hello? Hello? Evangelist?
Yes, hey, Sister Kim.
Hey, how you doing?
God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. And God bless each and everyone that's on the line today.
Did you invite one of your sisters on the line? I see another 985 caller.
Yes, ma'am. I texted my sister, a co-worker of mine, and my little niece, and told them that you was on and gave them the number. So hopefully that's one of them.
Amen, amen, amen. So can you say anything about God's goodness today? I know
just
you
thank God for being in the land of the living, and praise God. I give God the glory.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, so see that the Lord is good. We're waiting on our life coach, but guess what? We're still going to give God some praise because that's what we're here for. We're here to celebrate our Lord and Savior. We're not on this line trying to win a popularity contest.
Amen.
But we're on this line to lift up the name of Jesus. We're on this line to be an encouragement to somebody, to be on this line to inspire and to enrich and enhance and to empower somebody to know that we have a destiny in Christ Jesus. Amen. And that's what we're here for. No, we have no other agenda but to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. As I said here, I went to this Psalm 34 thinking about Good Friday, hallelujah. But every day is good when the Lord gives you an opportunity to rise, when you renew his mercies each and every morning. That's a good day right there. Hallelujah. We don't have to wait for once a year when Good Friday. Hey, hallelujah, every day. Give him some praise. When you think of his goodness, hallelujah, something in the inside begin to stir. Hallelujah. I bless him today. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank you, Sister Kim. We're going to open up the line. I see Sister Donna on the line. God bless you, Sister Donna.
God bless you, woman of God. Hello?
Yes, yes. God bless
God,
you, woman
bless
of God.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love you. I love you so much. I bless all the callers on the line. I am so excited about this Holy Week, for he has risen, and I tell you, I have rose in my spirit. These speakers have been so mighty in this week. Not that they're not mighty all the time, but I don't know. God has just really did a miracle in my spirit, in my soul. I'm confident. I'm walking with the authority. Oh, my God. I just thank the Lord, and I thank him for his goodness. I thank him for new destiny. With this broadcast, it started me on a new destiny, and I can see my path, and the Lord is truly guiding and leading me in his ways. And I just thank the Lord for you, woman of God, and all the speakers and callers, the listeners, everyone. God bless you.
Amen, Sister Donna.
Amen.
Okay, well, you done?
Yes, I was. God bless you. I love you all.
All right. God bless you. We love you, too. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to go to one of Sister Kim's sisters or a relative, a friend. Not area code 985. The last four of your numbers, 5369. God bless you, sweetheart.
Hey, how you doing? God bless.
I'm doing wonderful. Who am I speaking with?
Sister Jessica and Sister Jamiracle, my daughter. We are listening. We are just being blessed and anointed by this broadcast. And we had our Bible study group last night, and I was spreading the word. I was spreading the word, telling them how wonderful it is. And Christ has arisen, and that topic yesterday just touched my heart and my soul, and I'm just truly blessed by it. And I ask that all y'all, I pray that all y'all be blessed and continue to reach out to the people and let them know just how good God is.
Wow, that's a blessing. They do an in-home Bible study among themselves with their sisters and some family members. That is a blessing. Sister Kim was sharing that with me. That is a blessing. You know, sometimes that the family members is the hardest folks, Evangelist Phillips, to try to get together. So just for you all to have that mindset to come together and learn about the Word of God, that in itself alone is a reason that God has to reward you. He say, I am a rewarder to those that diligently seek me. Amen. So God bless you, Sister Jessica. You all continue to teach that word, continue to come on the line and hear the women and men of God that God has given power to, hallelujah, to preach and teach this gospel. It's a blessing. God bless you. Amen. We're going to go back to First Lady Carol, and she sung a beautiful song for us, and we're just going to ask her to give us a little elaboration on that scripture. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen.
Praise God. Don't taste and see that the Lord is good. Truly, I tasted him a long time ago at the age of 4 years old. I gave myself to the Lord. Went down in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. I knew the Lord. I tell a lot of people, I've been fighting the devil a long time. Glory to God. And I begin to taste and see the goodness of God, how miraculously God works in my life. Even as a child, I fought molestation demons from a pastor. Glory. Hallelujah. God protected me. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. I tell you, I just begin to bless the name of the Lord. Like I said, at an early age, I used to give him my cookies. I used to have milk and cookies. I would tell Jesus, eat, bite a piece of my cookie. Hallelujah. Not really knowing what I was doing. And I'd be here, drink some of my milk. And I'd lift my little glass to heaven for him to drink some of my milk. And sometimes I would say, I would bite the cookie for him. And then I would say, Jesus, you didn't even eat hardly none. Take another bite. He was my imaginary friend, but not really knowing that he was the greatest man ever alive in my life. God, taste that he is good. Glory to God. And as I begin to grow in his grace and grow into his love and grow into his kindness, knowing that he is love. When I was younger, I said, Lord, I want the love that you have. Not knowing I was asking for trials and tribulations. Hello, somebody. I said, but I want the love like you love. I want your heart. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, when I say that, not realizing that God took me through some stuff, and I got the love of God deep down in my heart. Glory. Hallelujah. Come what may, I still love the Lord because I can taste and see how good he is because he brought me through. Glory to God. He's a loving God. And when you can love like Jesus, there's no greater love. Hallelujah. When people turn their back on you, when they talk about you, when they spit on, when they beat you for no reason at all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Glory to God. When they try to deceive you. Glory to God. Even try to poison you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I taste and see that God was good. Hallelujah. His word is alive, and Jesus is alive and well. That's a song we used to sing. I know Jesus is alive and well. God bless you. Thank you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. What a beautiful testimony. Starting serving the Lord. You started at 4 years old. That's why the Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they will not depart. Amen. The Bible didn't say, hey, hallelujah, that they wouldn't go out and party. It wouldn't be like the prodigal son. He said, train them up. And when they get old, Evangelist Phillips, that word that you have embedded in them, that word that is ingrained in their heart, they can't go too far to the right. They can't go too far to the left because that word is a rod. That word is a rod, and that rod will correct them. That rod would reel them back on in. Hey, hallelujah. I bless the Lord today. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to Sister T. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. And as it went down, verse 9 said, oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. He said, a young lions, they do lack. Now, you know this lion can tear somebody apart. He said, they suffer hunger. But he said, they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. The day is Good Friday. And we're talking about the goodness of Jesus. We're talking about tasting of his goodness. Not of man's goodness, but of God's goodness. Because, see, when you taste of man's goodness, when you don't adhere to man's program, when you don't follow their instructions, hallelujah, when you decide that you're not going to respond favorably to them, then guess what? They'll withhold their goodness. But when I think on the goodness of Jesus, we're talking about, this is Good Friday, people. When you're talking about something good, hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. They say there's something better than good. But there's nothing and no one better than good but the Lord. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Distress will fail us. People will walk away from us and leave us. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, when your mother and your father forsake you, this good thing will take you up. What is that good thing? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, ain't none good but one. Ain't none righteous but one. One good thing. Hallelujah. The scripture even say a little bit further down. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. When you cry out to the Lord, he say he won't withhold no good thing from you. Oh, I'm so glad I serve a God that is good. I'm so glad I serve a God that is good. G-O-O-D, good. He's not just good on Friday. He's good on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Every day of the week, 7 days a week, you can look to God. He'll never fail you. Hallelujah. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but God'll never fail you. Oh, who wouldn't serve a good Savior like this? Who wouldn't serve a good Lord like this? Who wouldn't testify of his goodness? Who wouldn't taste of this goodness? Oh, I bless the Lord today. Come on, Sister T. Hallelujah. We just elaborate. I don't know about Pastor Hamilton today. He's here in California, too. Oh, God. God bless you, Sister T. Okay. I'm not getting a response from Sister T. Let's go to the next caller. Oh, when I think of his goodness, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Dawn, this is my oldest sister, you all, out of Irving, Texas. Amen. Sister Dawn? Okay, I'm not getting a response from her either. Sister Dawn, amen. Let me see if Apostle Johnson is back up. I was saving him for a little bit later. Still waiting amen. On our speaker. God bless you.
God bless you all. Certainly, as I hear on today, we're talking about, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And certainly we understand that to taste something, it means to take a bite and when you take that bite, it gives you an idea of your taste bud with the hitting your tongue on the on how it actually tastes. And when I think about a chef, everything that a quality chef does or an executive chef does, anything that's prepared, he must first taste it to see if it has the right ingredients and that it that it's ready prepared the way that it needs to be. So when I think about how good God has been to us and how he set us in place, it gave us the thought of, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I dare you today, if you never have tried God, that you were trying for yourself, that you would just take a sample of who he is. The sample was whenever he showed us how much he loved us and how much he cared for us and how he died for us and how he got us and how he rose again. I would just dare you to take a sample. You know that whenever there's food samples or there's tastings of new things that come out, they always ask you to try a sample. And when you try a sample of how it tastes, then you're able to see if you like it or not. I dare you to try our God. I dare you to try this Jesus that we talk about. I promise you it'll be the best thing that you ever had. It's the best thing that you ever can imagine because it's able to quench every thirst. You know, Campbell's had a thing that said, good, because they felt like that soup was the best in qualities that was needed to make a person's body feel warm in the midst of the winter. and they felt like their soup was the best quality. But I tell you, this Jesus and this God that we serve, he has the best qualities and the best ingredients that you ever can have. His blood that was, and he was pierced in his side, he was beaten and whooped and bruised for the chastisement of our iniquities and for our sins and things. If you just think and reflect about how good our daddy is and what our daddy has done, you will know and understand the more of who you are and who he's made you. So I ask you in this season for you to just taste and get an ideal about who your daddy really is. Once you get a taste of something, it makes you want to have more of it. Have you ever baked cookies to where in the beginning you started out and it was nothing there but the dough? And you had to prepare the pan and put the cookies on the pan. Then when you put them in the oven, you had to wait for them to rise so that you could see what they look like. Once you get a taste of who God is, and you let him put you in the oven, in the hot seat, if I made it, where you're going through. Have anybody on today ever went through something? I myself, and it took our God to bring you out. Have anybody been like the Hebrew boys, the way you were in the fiery furnace and you needed God to bring you out? Has there anybody that's wrestled with the lion and the lion's den like Daniel? Is there anybody that had to understand that once I took a taste of who God was, I myself, once I got a whole taste and see that the Lord is good, that you understood that you got a new thing about yourself?
Hallelujah.
How good is our God? He's great. He's mighty. Oh, taste and see. See what? See the goodness of the Lord. See the goodness of God. The word see is defined as a visual sight. The Bible teaches us that faith without works is dead. I tell people all the time, and some people say that seeing is believing. I always tell them believing is seeing, because if you can believe it and you can think it and you can want it, God will give it to you. It'll manifest. But you got to wait and understand if you're going to allow it to manifest. But I promise you, the more and more that you taste of who our God is, the more and more that you listen to who our God is, the more and more you'll see the blessings of God falling over your life. The more and more that you'll see the goodness of the Lord reigning and moving with you and traveling with you. There's something about the name of our Lord God. There's something about this God, this great Jehovah Jireh, God I provide. Oh, taste and see today. Take a taste of who our God is. I dare you to take a spoonful of God. I dare you to take a whole portion of who God is.
Come on.
I promise you, it's that first bite will get you hooked.
All right.
You ever tasted something and you saw it in your life, and the first time that you saw it and it began to help you grow?
Yes.
You ever tasted something and it was so good you said, I got to have some more?
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, if you taste who our God is today, you'll love him the more. You won't be able to let him go. And I promise you, the thing about our God is you can have as much as you want. You'll never not be able to afford it.
All right.
You'll never be in a place to where you can't have what it is that you desire to have in him. Why? Because he said in his word, if you delight yourself in me, I'll give you the desires of your heart. God wants to give somebody a desire, their desire. Okay. God wants to help somebody, but he says on today, have you tasted me lately? Good God of mercy. Okay. Have you took a taste of me lately?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Some of us,
we're tasting on everything else but God.
Everything but God. Say that.
We got answers for everything else but God.
Yes.
But all taste and see that the Lord is good. You're going to see this thing that God is good. You're going to see that God has caused miracles to come out of your life the way you had to say that it couldn't have been nobody but God
nobody
that broke me out of this.
I didn't have the finances to get through my day. My bill was paid. My bills were due. But it was God that showed up on time. Stop pressing the panic button and just take a taste of who God is. Remind God of his word. If you said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. When you remind God of his word, that's you tasting all over again. Because you're saying, God, I remember when you first taught me this. I remember, God, when you first showed me this. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The word good is defined as something that is secure, something that is beneficial to you. I promise you today that God is the best thing that has been that is beneficial to your life. He's been the best thing to help my life grow. He's been a mother and a father. He's been there. He's been that God that we need that's on our side.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you to be God.
Put that in your thought process today.
Hallelujah.
I need to take a taste. I need a taste test today. I need a taste test on today.
Taste test today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I got to reflect back on how good my daddy is. I got to think about how it was I got that first portion of him. I got to think about the first time he touched me.
All right.
By the song says, he touched me and he made me whole. Anybody today been touched by the Lord? Remember the first time that God touched you, the first time that God spoke into your life, the first time that God came in to tell you what it is that he wanted for you? I'm telling you today, saints of God, God wants us to stay focused. God wants us to just know the more who he is.
Yes, Lord.
But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. Why? Because I took a taste of who he was. Why? Because he was just that good to me. He taught me to come forward. He taught me to walk in a new boldness. He taught me to understand who I am. If you take a taste of it, some things you taste, and after you taste it, you say, that's good. I want to make that. Can you tell me the recipe? The recipe is from Genesis to Revelation. The pieces to the puzzle that you need are from Genesis to Revelation. The things that you're asking God and wanting God to do the most are from Genesis to Revelation.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
The question today, Amanasa, is how bad do you want it? Amanosaya. It's there waiting. All the ingredients are there.
Yes, Lord.
We're in the midst of a holy week because the ingredients was there. He laid it all out so that we would have everything. Amanasaya. So that we would have a right to the tree of life. Good God of mercy. I dare you today to just taste our God. I promise you one bite won't be enough. I promise you.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Excited by his power.
Oh, Jesus.
You need to tell somebody today it's time for us to have a taste test. You know, we get to telling people we're going to have a taste test. Everybody getting to want to know, what is it? What are we going to be trying? Come try about Jesus. Come learn about a man. Come see about a man. How about us, sir? Come taste. So you can talk about how good he is, how he can sit in your spirit, how he can bring you up, how he can rise you above everything that it is that you are needed in your life and during this time.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name today. Okay, hallelujah. That's the word. Hallelujah. As you were elaborating, Apostle Johnson, I went to Luke chapter 10, and just go there for a minute. Amen. I don't know, Pastor Hamilton haven't texted me back, so that might be a wrap with him. He was with his son, so we're just going to go ahead with what God has for us today, because God always has something good for his people. And as I begin to look at Luke chapter 11, it says, as Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, we're talking about good today. We're talking about tasting of God's goodness. It said, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister, listen to this, and as he was talking, the Lord took me right to this particular passage. And it says, her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. See, she's preparing the big dinner. She's getting ready for the feast. Hallelujah. But listen at what Jesus did. It said, then she came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? So then Martha began to tell Jesus, say, tell her to come and help me. Tell her to come on in this kitchen and help me. But listen to what the Lord said. But the Lord said to her, that's to Martha, he said, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing. I'm reading from the New Living, but you all can read in the King James or whatever version you have. He said, Jesus said, there is only one thing worth being concerned about. And Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. And that last verse in King James say, but one thing is needful, Jesus began to tell Martha. And he said, Mary has chosen that good part. Listen to that word. We're talking about good today. Jesus said, Mary has chosen that good part. And that what she has chosen will not be taken away from her. So Mary had chosen the good part. The good part was to sit at Jesus' feet. The good part was to sit at the master's feet and hear what the master's menu was. Mary, Martha was preparing the dinner for those to come, and I guess it probably, and I'm just paraphrasing, maybe it was Good Friday like we celebrating today. But Jesus said, I'm not going to take this good thing away from Mary. Mary has chosen the good part. The good part is to walk with Jesus. The good part is to know that you're in the presence of the Almighty. Ah, and there's none better than him. There's no one good but him. Hallelujah. As you were speaking, I went to that scripture. Hallelujah. We want to labor, and then when we labor and we don't have no help, well, if God has given you an assignment, if God has given you an assignment, that's your assignment. You do the good part of that assignment. Don't look for no helpers. Don't look for nobody to aid and assist you. When God has assigned you, guess what? If you do what God has assigned you to do, everything will be good. Huh? We're talking about Good Friday today. We're talking about the good master today. And as we celebrating Good Friday, have we, as Apostle Johnson just said, we doing everything good for somebody else and for our foe and no more. But what about the master? Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet. She wasn't concerned about what Martha was doing in the kitchen. Mary said, I have an opportunity to sit at my master's feet. I have an opportunity to eat of this bread of life. And once I get this bread of life that Jesus is giving me today, hallelujah, I won't even need that food that Martha is preparing, because I'm eating of the everlasting bread. Some people took communion today. But let me tell you something about communion. Devil, I'm going to say it. Communion is sacred. You can't come to God any kind of way. You have to sanctify yourself. You have, hallelujah. You have to repent. We're just giving folks communion and don't know what kind of lives they're living. Hallelujah. We can't be in their home, but guess what? The Bible says, know them that labor among you. Because guess what? If you drink of his body, you drink of his blood, and you eat of his body, and the Bible says if you do it unworthily, you're drinking damnation to your soul. Communion is not something to play with. It's not something to take lightly. Hallelujah. Some folks do it every month. Nobody's repenting. You can leave your house and go jump in the bed with another man's wife and then come to the church on Sunday and talking about you taking communion. Well, I'm here to serve today. None but the righteous. Hallelujah. If you're drinking and eating of God's, of Jesus' body, and you have not repented, Evangelist Phillips, if you still got evil in your heart, if you still committing fornication and adultery, if you still lying and robbing and stealing, hey, you're drinking damnation to your soul. That's the Bible there. I don't play with that. That's something sacred. Hallelujah. In the Bible, let a man examine himself. You got to examine yourself before you eat of God's body. Before you drink of his blood. Yes, devil, I said that. Amen. Because the Lord dealt with me. I don't do those kind of things. And I'm not so holier than thou. But I know what I've been taught. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to let nobody move me off that foundation. Hey, when we would get ready to take the Lord's Supper, we would do what the Bible say. Let a man examine himself. Bishop would have his office open for counseling. If you thought anything and you thought your brother had an ought against you, we have oughts against folks that we're going to eat of the Lord's Supper. The devil is a lie. Hallelujah. Get that out of your heart. Make sure your heart is clean before you drink of his blood, eat of his body. It's sacred. It ain't nothing to play with, Apostle Johnson. It ain't nothing to play with. Folks are taking communion, and they're not repenting. Hallelujah. Walking around with unforgiveness.
That's right. That's right.
And this is not Sister Bernard today. This is the Lord, because the Lord spoke it in my spirit. He said, this is sacred. He said, if they drink it and they're eating, they're drinking damnation, Evangelist Doris. They're drinking damnation to themselves. That's why the Bible says some are dead, some are sick. Hallelujah, because you drink this. And you're not worthy, you eat this, and you're not worthy, God will give you a reprobate mind. First Lady Carol, this ain't nothing to play with. When you start talking about a ministering communion, you better be sacred. You better be holy. Hallelujah, Jesus said Mary have chosen the good part, the good part. Folks are going to take communion today. And they ain't living nothing. You better know what you're dealing with. When you get, God, I didn't know you were going to go there today, but the Lord is going there today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't see Pastor Hamilton, Evangelist Phillips. We can't play with God. We can't play church. We can't play church. The Bible says, be ye holy. The Lord says, be ye holy. holy, for the Lord thy God is holy. Time while Apostle Johnson was, I went to that scripture. I wasn't looking for this. The Lord said it. Because he said, you know what? I'm sick of folks making a mockery out of something that I have ordained, something that I have sanctioned. Jesus said, I'm going to make a covenant with you. Hallelujah. We can't play with God. We can't play with God. And that's why, you know, even the Bible says, don't even lay hands on no man suddenly. I don't let everybody lay their hands on me. Hallelujah. I have the Holy Ghost. And that means you ought to have some power. Hallelujah. You don't have to get on this line and have Apostle Johnson to pray for you every day. What? Stir up the gift that is in you. Do you have a gift? Oh, God, I bless you today. God ain't pleased with that. God is not pleased with that. And if you go in 1 Corinthians, you will read. You have to examine yourself. We got all kind of little situations going on, all kind of little pet peeves, all kind of things that bothers us. Hallelujah. And then we go into church Sunday. We ain't been to church in 60 days. Hallelujah. I ain't been to Bible class. Don't have no word in us. Hallelujah. And then get mad in them. And the Bible said, be ye angry, but sin not. We get mad and won't cry. I just heard a story yesterday where a woman stood up in the church and cursed the pastor out. Hallelujah. And that same woman will go and take communion the next week. The devil is a lie. You better repent. You better repent. You better repent before you do something that's going to bring damnation to your soul. Glory to God. I didn't know the Lord was going to go there today. And I have no control over that now. Y'all can say what y'all want. The Lord said that today. He said, if they drink it, he told me to tell y'all today, if y'all take communion and you have not examined yourself and you have not had no wise counsel and you have not repented and you have not confessed of your sins and you go drinking, this is the Lord's blood. This is Jesus' blood he shed for us on Calvary. Don't you think that's precious? Don't you think that's sacred, Evangelist Garth? Don't you think that is holy? You're going to drink of Jesus' blood unworthily? You're going to eat of his body? Oh, the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. The Lord saying today, you better stop it. And those that did it, you better repent. You better repent, and you better pray. I'm going to be praying that the Lord won't allow nothing to come nigh you. Because we playing with God now. We playing with God. You can't do that. I'm reminded when they went into the temple and ate of the show bread. Hallelujah. And it was not lawful for them to do that. The priests were the only ones entitled to do that. Some of us have not been deputized to do what we're doing. We haven't been deputized. Somebody say, well, you know, and even in those days, the disciples, they were the ones at the Last Supper. Higher than the Messiah. That was a very sacred, that was a very private time. That was a private ceremony. Everybody wasn't in there. Everybody was not there. Hallelujah. So how are we just going to just drink of God's We cannot do it, people. We cannot do it. He said, let a man examine. You have to examine yourself. Let a man examine himself. And it's nothing wrong. Holy communion is sacred. Yeah. And we need to take communion. Hallelujah, we need to take communion because it gives us energy, it gives us life. Hallelujah. When you take, when you break that bread and drink of God's body, hallelujah, that is precious. That is precious. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 11:28. And I'm going to read that because this ain't me saying this. This is God. Let's read verse 26. No, we're going to start at verse 25. After this same manner, and I'm, the Lord is leading me this way, and I ain't throwing off on nobody. The Lord, the Holy Ghost, say, speak this today. Okay? Because I saw something this week. Amen? And it says, verse 24 says, and when he had given thanks, he break it and said, take eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. But you got to remember, you have to do it in remembrance with a clean heart. Your heart has to be clean, Evangelist Phillips. You can't do this and then you have a heart against me. You can't do this and you just cussed me out yesterday. And then you're going to take the Lord. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Verse 25, and it says, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread, listen to this, people, because I don't want nobody to drop dead this weekend. Hallelujah. Taking the Lord's Supper unworthily. It says, verse 26, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he come. The Holy Ghost is speaking to you all today. Those that haven't done it and you have not examined yourself, don't do it. I'm telling you, if anything is there and you know it's there and you haven't gotten rid of it, do not take the Lord's Supper. Ah, glory to God. Verse 27 says, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, listen to this, people, unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. If you take it unworthily, you're guilty of God. It's just like you have crucified Jesus afresh. But verse 28 says, but let a man examine. See, these folks ain't reading these scriptures. They're just giving you commitment. You best. Okay, Lord, you told me, you took me here because I was listening to Apostle Johnson. And you said, say it. And guess what? The Lord is my boss. He is my employer. You know, no more shut the eye. I don't fear no man. I fear God. Because I have learned if I don't speak what God tells me to speak, I'm going to get a whipping. And I don't want to be whipped by God. I done had enough whippings from God. At this age, in this stage in the game, Evangelist Doris, I don't want no whippings from God. You can whip me. I could take your whipping, Sister T, but I can't take the whipping that God's going to put on me. So I have to tell you all the truth. The Bible said, let God be true, and let every man be a liar. Listen what it says. But let a man examine himself. He didn't tell Apostle Johnson to examine you. He said, let a man examine himself, Sister Phillips, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Verse 29 again. Say, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation.
That's what it
y'all
says.
Y'all thought I was just talking?
No, that's what the word says.
Lord's body. For listen to verse what verse 30 says. For this cause, that's why many of us are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. What is that saying? We got some sick and feeble folks among us because they done drunk up, they done drink and ate unworthily, not discerning that you just crucified God again. I'm not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak. We have so many weak and feeble and sickly folks among us. And many sleep. What does that say? That means that God can kill some folks from drinking and eating unworthily of the Lord's supper. Don't you play with the Lord's supper. Ah, glory to God, Lord. I didn't want you told me to go this way. I did not want to do this. But the Lord said, say it. Speak it. He said, because I want them to live. I don't want them to perish, Sister Aisha. Lady Carol, this ain't nothing to play with. Do you know this ain't nothing to play with? Do you know you can lay down the night and the Lord will let you sleep away from here? Because you drink and you ate unworthily. You did not examine yourself. You knew you had an ought against your brother and your sister. You knew you told a lie. You knew you cursed somebody out. You knew you rolled your eyes. You knew you wrote a letter and said all kind of nasty things. You knew you was on Facebook. You knew you was on Instagram. Sending out vulgar pictures, nude pictures and all. And then you're going to come in the Lord. Then you're going to let somebody administer the Lord's Supper to you. You better watch yourself. God, the Lord said to speak it. And I have spoken what the Lord has said, and I'm done. I'm done. Read this here for yourself. But I read to you 1 Corinthians. Chapter 11, and I started at verse 24. And you read it for yourself, because God is not playing. And listen at what he said in this last verse. If any man hunger, let him eat at his house. So if you hungry, you better go to a Kentucky Fried Chicken or McDonald's somewhere and get you a burger. Don't you play with God's body. Don't you play with God's body. Don't you play with the blood of Jesus. Jesus died. That we may have a right to the tree of life. Why do you think he died? For us to die in our sins? No, it was for us to be redeemed back to Christ. It was for us to have a life. Eternal life. There's eternal life in Christ Jesus. Ah, glory to God. I got to stop. Ah, you know the most. You know the most. The Lord spoke this today. I was going. He took me to Mary and Martha because he said Mary chose the good thing. But as I began to read those scriptures, then the Lord said, communion is something that is sacred. It's sacred. You have to be set aside. As I said, when I came in this thing almost 30 years ago, hallelujah, I'm all been in this thing as old, almost as old as you all old, Apostle Johnson. Yes, almost 30 years. And when we came in, Evangelist Cal, we had to fast. We went on a 2-day consecration, and the pastor set up time for people to come, even if you didn't do anything and you just started, come and have a little talk with the pastor and get some counseling. And then we went back that night, and we had foot washing. Foot washing. They ain't doing no foot washing no more. Ah, well, that's on them. We had foot washing and communion. but the pastor made himself available for a week to counsel with these people. And he said he would read this scripture. Hallelujah. If you have sin in your life, amen. If you have any arguments, you had any disagreements with your brothers and your sisters and wife, go to them. Go to them. I didn't need to come to you, Evangelist Phillips. I had to go and counsel with the Lord, but if you and I was at odds with one another, I can't go take it to the pastor. I have to come to you and say, Evangelist Phillips, you know, we got to get this thing together. Do we want to see Jesus? That's my question to you all today. Apostle Johnson always asking a question. I'm asking you all a question. Do we want to see Jesus? Well, if we want to see Jesus, we can't do some of the word. This word is valid. And some folks say, well, I ain't under the law. No, you ain't under the law. But guess what? You're under this word. And this word is right from Genesis to Revelation. It is right. So we have to do the right thing, people. I thank God for you all today. This is the way the Lord made it. Pastor Hamilton couldn't get out of his engagement. He's here on a three-day conference, so I bless the Lord for him. He makes the sacrifice and come. This would provoke pride anyway. So I'm provoking you all today. Those that have it, don't take communion without examining yourself, please. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't bring damnation to your soul. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Amen. So I'm going to open up the lines right now, get a few comments from you all. I have given you all what thus say the Lord, not what thus say Sister Bernard. This is Bible. This is the Holy Bible. This is the Word. And the word ain't going to change. The Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word is forever settled. It's not going anywhere. Let's stop playing with Jesus. Let's stop playing, church people. Let's stop playing with the things of God. This is sacred. This is holy. God is a holy God. And if we don't live holy, guess what? We're going to stand before God, and we all going to have to give an account. Amen? So I'm starting at the top of the line, Evangelist Phillips. God bless you. Final comments, and I'm going to let you all go. This is Good Friday. It's still good for me.
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed the word. I'm not one to talk behind the word. So God bless you. I enjoy the word, and I, you know, it's a pet peeve of mine for those that preach behind the preaching, so I don't do it. So God bless you. I enjoyed the word of the Lord, and I will always remember to examine myself. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. That's the word today. The Lord said it ain't yet no more. Yay, hallelujah. I love all of you all. I don't want to hear about none of my sisters and brothers in Christ dropping dead. Especially because they ate and drink of Jesus' body unworthy. Oh, no, I don't want to hear that. But the Lord especially don't want to hear it. And he have a greater love for you than me. Evangelist Doris, God bless you. Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Evangelist Carol.
Yeah, bless the Lord. Truly, the Lord is good, as you say, and his mercy endures forever. I thank God for the word of God, and we just govern ourselves accordingly. Make sure we're not found in the wrong place with God. Praise God. That's why it says examine yourself, and that's where it lies. Examine yourself. This is a walk there. And so, and that's what we have. We will, everyone have to stand before the Almighty God on their own for every deed done in their body. And so let us be found worthy of the vocation which we are called in Christ Jesus. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Kim, God bless you. If you all don't have anything to say, we're just going to keep on down the line. Sister Aisha, God bless you. Okay, if I don't get no response, I'm just going on. Sister Jessica and Sister Patrice. Any comments?
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. I really appreciate you being obedient to God, because what you read, I've read, and I had the same understanding. So I really appreciate the word that had came forth today. Okay. Mm.
God bless you, Sister Patrice. God bless you. Sister Jessica?
Praise God. We really enjoy the word, and we'll remember to examine ourselves and always try to be worthy of God and always try to in God's eyesight and in the eyesight of the people so that they can see God's light shine through us. God bless you for the word. Amen.
Yes. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Kim. Thank you, God. And our two sisters going on the line. God bless you. Let's go back to Papa Johnson. All your little ones.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Truly, we just honor God for just who he is in our lives and the things that he's doing of our lives, because truly he's an awesome and great and mighty God. And I just commend all of us in this season that we're in the midst of this Holy Week, to enjoy this weekend with our families, but in excitement about who he is and that he got up with all power, and that's how we're able to stand. It was important to hear that when we take consecration, like what we did this morning, that we talk about making sure that our souls are ready. That's why I was talking this morning before we prepared ourselves, and I had the woman of God, Dr. White, to pray that we would have a prayer of repentance to the Lord, because my grandparents used to say all the time, if you're going to take communion, then you got to make sure that you're right. As a child, Grandma used to want to go through the line with communion and take communion. Grandma would say, no, y'all not taking that. And I said, why are you can't get it? I want some crackers and juice. And she said, no, it ain't about crackers and juice, baby. You'll understand in a later time, but I'm not letting y'all take it. I don't care how many other people let their children go through the line and take it. I'm not going to let you take it until you understand what you're doing and understand the process of what you're doing. And so I honor God today. That's why today when I was going over the illustration, I told everybody to make sure that they read the entire chapter, starting at the 17th verse and going all the way down to the 34th verse to reflect upon what it is. He told us to do this in remembrance of him until he returned. And so, again, you know, it's important that we do it, but it's important to know that we are fully consecrated ourselves for a time and a season as this. Truly, woman of God, I thank God for you going on in your spirit today, because I think that we have to have a certain order and protocol about ourselves as leaders. That no matter what our schedule is, I have a very, very busy schedule, no matter what anybody thinks. I have a school to run and other things that I have to do back and forth, but I'm dedicated and committed to God's people and God's will. And the thing about it is that we've got this thing in the kingdom of God where we chase a dollar and not the kingdom.
That's it.
And so if somebody is not giving me financial outpouring, then I can't be a blessing to them in the kingdom of God. I can't stop what I'm doing. If I know that I've got something planned and you book me and you're on my schedule, and I know what my honorarium is going to be, and I know where I'm going to be, there's no reason for me not to properly prepare and tell someone. It doesn't matter if you're an apostle, a bishop, an elder, a pastor, a doctor, an evangelist, a teacher, whatever you are in ministry.
Yes.
There is proper protocol to the etiquette of what we do in things. We can't say, oh, I forgot. I had the minister over here today, and I forgot. No, it ain't no forgot in you. It's understanding and knowing, especially when you have to prepare for the people of God. And no, there was somebody that was hungry on this line today.
That's right.
It wasn't been for you with a heart to go on, then where would the person be left and lost?
Yes.
So God has sent warning to leaders as well. Prepare yourself for what's going.
This is a word
from the Lord to you, Evangelist Bernard. There are certain people, God said it to you earlier this week, that start with you. They can't finish the race with you.
That's it.
They started at the starting line, but they can't finish the race.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't have the spirit
to walk and to do the things that God is predestined and chosen for their life to do. They don't have the spirit of it. But I love you all today in Godspeed, and I just pray that this would be just a blessed weekend for us all. So I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to move right out of the way. Most gracious and kind Father, Father, we honor you for this day. We honor you for life, health, and strength, Father, and for who you are. Because of who you are, we give the glory, we give the honor, God. God, we're thanking you, God, for being the great God that you are, the great I am that I am, the Christos, the Christ, the risen Savior. Father, we just ask now, God, that you would touch, God, that you would heal, that you would rearrange, oh, God, like only you can. Father, for you produce miracles, God, right in the midst of us, God. Father, now, God, we ask, God, that you would have thine own way. God, that you would bless us and keep us like only you can. Father, we've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. Father, we take taste of you on today, oh God. God, to know of your goodness. Father, we'll tell somebody this weekend to have a taste of you. We'll tell somebody on Sunday to come and worship with us and come celebrate your resurrection power. Father, we love you today, God. God, we're excited about the more that you're pouring into us, God, and the more that you've given us. We bind every hindering spirit, every demonic spirit, everything that tries to attack our lives in and around us. And we just thank you, God, for being the great and awesome God that you are. Blessings come forth. Financial breakthrough drop. Miracles drop off. Father, you do the complete healing. Father, we speak to Sister Aisha's life, that she be made whole, that everything around her would line up for the work that's yet to come. Father, we pray that you put a hedge of protection around her sister right now, God. Father, let no hindering spirit attack. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of depression that would try to come against Sister Aisha's life. We speak the miracle working power. Father, we ask, God, that you give each and every person around the strength, God. We ask you, God, to continue to pour out like only you can. And, Father, we thank you, and we love you, and adore you, and it is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. We just want to thank God for those that's in the chat room. Patriot Greg, God bless you. Faith Works, I see your host in the chat room. God bless you too. The sending word, bless you all for today. And you know, the Bible said, let a man judge not, that we may not be judged. So I see all the posts in the chat room. Amen. And I'm going to take the fifth on that. I have no comments. God bless you all. We thank God for each and every one of you all joining us today. If you're able to, not if you're able to, make the sacrifice on tomorrow morning. And Apostle Johnson, I'm going to ask the request of you to, I don't know who Minister Burns have on her show, but she's out of North Carolina, and this is my good friend, Minister Billy Burns, and she hosts the segment on Saturday morning at 5 a.m. Pacific time. That's California time. We're on the West Coast. But she lives in North Carolina where you are, so she's on at 8 Eastern time. And she's on every Saturday, and her segment is called They Overcame. And she focuses, her objective is testimonies. But you don't have to have a testimony to come on the line and listen to the wonderful testimonies that come on. I mean, these are life-changing, transforming testimonies, life and death, where God brought them back from the dead. You know, nobody can do it but God. So she's on every Saturday, and she gets a lot of support from the internet listeners that listen live, but there's not a lot of callers. So be an encouragement and call in. This is the same number, and she's still under our umbrella at New Destiny Ministries, but the segment is called They Overcame. And on Sunday mornings, we're on at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time for 30 minutes of corporate prayer. So we invite you to tune in also for that. So thank you all. Thank you, Sister Patrice, Sister Jessica, Sister Aisha, First Lady Carol, Sister Kim, Evangelist Phillips. God bless you. And my sister, Dawn, let me see. She didn't get a chance to get prayed for yesterday. Dawn, are you at work or you're free? Okay, I don't get a response from her. So God bless you all. Have a beautiful, beautiful Easter weekend and a wonderful, wonderful Friday. Amen. We're going to close on out. God bless you. We still had a little time left, but I don't look at the time. When we're done and the Lord has spoken, that's it. Amen. So we're going to close out with a yes by Shekinah Glory. So just tell the Lord yes this weekend. Amen.
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say
Jesus. God bless you all. Beautiful song. Thank you, Dad and Phyllis. Love you.
Love you more. God bless you.
Mr. Kim, God bless you.
You and God bless you, too.